This is Novel Marketing, the show that gives you innovative ideas on how to sell more books with your hosts, agent, author, and marketing maven, Thomas Umstead Jr., and best-selling, award-winning author and marketing guru, James L. Rubart.
Episode 186.
I'm James L. Rubart, but you can call me Jim.
I'm Thomas Umstead Jr.
And in this episode, we are going to talk about websites, specifically WordPress websites, specifically WordPress plugins. Now, plugins can actually do incredible things for your website if you understand them and if you grab the right ones. So we're going to talk about the great ones, and we're going to talk about the ones that are going to make you scream in pain and agony. Right, Thomas?
That's right. And before all of you Wix and Squarespace people skip this episode, which you're welcome to do, we want you to listen to one more minute of audio while we tell you why WordPress is the most popular website platform for authors. In fact, it's more popular than all of the other platforms for authors put together, and they are for four reasons.
Are you going to talk about the four P's, Thomas?
The four P's of WordPress.
All right.
And those four P's are plugins. So the plugins that we're going to talk about and many others are the secret power of WordPress. Plugins are like an app for your website that adds special functionality. And so while Squarespace and Wix and Weebly are good for building kind of generic websites, they often lack specific features that you need for specific functions. And like building a bookstore, for instance, there's nothing really in a Wix or Weebly site that helps you with the way that you'd want to do it as an author. You can build a generic store, but you can't build a bookstore. The second reason why WordPress is the most popular platform for authors is that it's very powerful. It's very customizable, and it can do anything you want it to do. So at the beginning of your career, you may not want very much, but as you need more features and more power, your WordPress website can scale with you. The other thing that's very popular about it is price. Core WordPress technology is open source and free. So when you set up a WordPress website, really all you're paying for is the hosting. You don't have to pay anything for the software itself, which is really nice. There's no licensing fee for WordPress itself. And then finally, popularity. So why is WordPress the most popular? Partly because it's the most popular. If you're wanting tutorials or help or plugins, because it's so popular, a lot of plugins, in fact, almost all plugins, only work on WordPress. So while the Squarespace marketplace may have a few hundred apps that you can install, the WordPress marketplace will have tens of thousands of apps you can install. So it's like the early days of iPhone when it had an app store and the early days of Android when it had cobwebs. Android obviously is caught up now and the app stores are more comparable, but it's not like that with websites. So if I have not convinced you to switch to WordPress and you're not using WordPress, you're welcome to skip the rest of this episode.
Bye. See you later.
But we appreciate you and we're glad you have a website. And I will say, I have seen some beautiful websites built in Squarespace and Wix. So beauty can be had over there. All right. So that out of the way, let's talk very briefly about how to add a plugin to your website. You need to be running what's called WordPress.org. So this is hosted on like Bluehost or WP Engine. You can use WordPress.com and have plugins, but you have to pay $25 a month for their like professional version, which is way more money than Bluehost costs. Bluehost is like $7 or $8 a month. So I don't recommend WordPress.com hosting for almost anybody. There are some instances when it's useful if you're getting tons of traffic and you're a big blogger, but in general, you're better off with Bluehost or WP Engine. You can install free plugins from your dashboard, and all the plugins we're going to talk about, you can install from your dashboard. So in your WordPress site, you just search for the name of this plugin. We'll also have a link for each one in the show notes. And for paid plugins, if you ever buy a plugin, you just upload the zip to your website. It's actually very easy. Not like when I was a kid. We had an FTP into the folder and decompress it. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. You kids these days, you have no idea. You have no idea what we went through to get you to here. Okay, so the five best free WordPress plugins for authors. The first one is Yoast SEO. So Jim, what is SEO?
Search engine optimization. Put simply, it makes your site easier to find. It makes your site rank better on Google. Because when somebody types your name into Google, you want yourself to come up boom first. You guys probably know this, but or let's just anecdotally ask you guys, how many of you go to the third page of Google Very few. Very few of you go to the second page of Google. You are looking for results on that first page of Google. So essentially, you want to show up very easily on Google when somebody searches.
The joke is, if you ever need to hide a dead body, you do it on the second page of Google because no one ever goes there. So now, SEO is a very complicated topic. There's lots of technical aspects to SEO. At some point, we'll do another episode on it. We did one years ago on SEO. And what I like about Yoast SEO as a plugin is that it does half of the technical things for you automatically in the background, so you never have to understand what a canonical URL is, which is really nice. You don't have to understand what an XML sitemap is. As soon as you enable the plugin, it will start doing those things for you. The other thing that it does, though, is it educates you on how SEO works, and it helps you do the things that you have to control better so that you have well-optimized pages and well-optimized blog posts.
And this is important for everybody, but oftentimes you'll have a name where maybe you've got the URL for the name, but there are other people with the same name that are doing things on the internet. And if you're not paying attention to this, they end up coming up ahead of you. So it does become critical.
That's right. And best case scenario, you just lose money, right? Somebody types in your book and Amazon ranks better than you, so they buy your book from Amazon. It's not the end of the world, but you'd prefer them to go to your website, join your email list first, and then click to buy your book through your affiliate link so you get paid twice, once from your website, once from your affiliate link. That will only happen if you're ranking higher than Amazon. If somebody has to go to page 2 to find your website, they won't find your website. So that's Yoast SEO. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. It's the most popular SEO plugin on WordPress. It's got over 1 million users, and they do a really good job keeping it up to date. It's free. They have a pro version that you don't need. In fact, that's going to be almost all of these plugins have pro versions that you don't need. So let's go on to the second plugin. It's the best. And this is Google Analytics Dashboard for WP, or GADWP.
Gadwhip.
Gadwhip, or whatever. I don't think you're supposed to pronounce it.
I don't think so.
Anyway, it integrates your website with Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a detailed statistics engine that will tell you where people in the world are visiting your website, how much time they're spending on the page, what pages they're visiting, what pages they're leaving. Really useful information. It helps you understand if you're blogging, what blog posts are popular. If you have just a fiction website and information about your books, you can see which book pages people are visiting and from what cities. So if you're thinking about going on tour and you need to know where you're popular, Google Analytics will literally show you a map of the United States and where people are visiting from and how long they're spending. It's really, really useful. Now, you don't need this plugin. In fact, you probably already have Google Analytics. But in my experience, authors never log into the Google Analytics dashboard. It's not in their routine to do. They're not checking their stats. They're not checking their numbers. And they only look at the numbers when they're preparing a book proposal if they're traditionally published. And if they're self-published, they may never look at the numbers. In fact, I've worked with authors whose Google Analytics were broken for whatever reason for years, and they never knew because they didn't log in to even look. So they had no data, but if you don't look at the data, it's useless data. So what I like about Google Analytics dashboard for WP is that it puts a dashboard in your WordPress dashboard where every time you log into your website, you see your stats right there on the page. You don't have to go log in at analytics.google.com. You still can. And if you want to do detailed analysis and reports and set up customer reporting, you can still do all of that, but you don't have to. You can even, with Google Analytics dashboard for WP, set up special tags. So for one of the websites I was doing, they had multiple authors, and I wanted to know which authors were writing those popular posts. And I was able to set up custom tags with Google Analytics dashboard that was set up through Google Analytics. So we could see and do reporting based off of an author basis, which is really cool. You could do the same thing with categories. But anyway, it's a really great plugin. The free version is all you need. A lot of these plugins we're recommending have a pro version that do something that one of the other plugins does. So these all work really to get good together as a family to save you some money.
And for those of you who are saying the name itself, Google Analytics, scares you off, you right brainers out there, you writers out there, I understand that because I'm more in that camp. Thomas is definitely more in the technical camp. But let me just say that it's so user-friendly. This is info. Just try it. Just try it once. Just go there, poke around a little bit. And my guess is that you'll end up going, oh my gosh, this information is really useful and it actually makes sense to me and I can understand it. It is, again, very user-friendly. So do Thomas and I a favor and just visit and see what you think.
Also, I forgot to mention this, but it inserts the tracking code without you having to actually copy and paste any code into your website and know where to do that. So it handles the whole insertion of the tracking code for you. So that's the other reason why I like it so much. There's other ways to do that, but this is by far the easiest. You just click a few buttons, you log into your Google account, and you're done. All right. The third best, these aren't in any particular order. They're not ranked three. I really recommend you use all of the plugins we talk about. But number three in our list is Jetpack. So Jetpack is like the Swiss Army knife of plugins. And as a plugin, it went through a really awkward adolescence. And if you haven't looked at it in a few years, it may be like Mary from It's a Wonderful Life. When the main character, George, goes to the dance, he's like, who are you? You're a woman. You're beautiful. What happened to the, freckly-nosed girl?
You've grown up.
Right. That's what Jetpack is. It was a freckly-nosed, kind of awkward, gangly girl for a lot of years. And it's really, I feel, come into its own in the last several years. And it is, it's like a Swiss Army knife in the sense that it does a lot of things for your website that you used to need a lot of other different plugins for. So it has really, A-class spam protection. It has a speed boost, does some things in the background to help your website run faster. It provides a contact form, so you don't need a separate contact form plugin. It does related posts in a really fast way and a whole lot more. It's a really powerful plugin. And it replaces those needs for those other plugins, which is really important, especially the spam protection, because without a spam filter, you're going to get frustrated moderating because you can sometimes get thousands of spam comments in a day if your site is popular and you don't want to have to go through those. You have your software do that for you. So you only have a handful or maybe no spam comments come in. And so you really have to have spam protection, and Jetpack is the best free solution for that. And why is Jetpack the best? Because it's made by Automattic, the same company that makes WordPress. So they've got the best developers. They've got the most money. They're not going anywhere. They've been profitable every month since the day they launched. Like WordPress, it turns out giving away free software is actually a very lucrative business, and they are doing very well. And part of the reason that they're doing very well is that the pro version of Jetpack has a lot of features that a lot of people pay for. But if you're using the other plugins that we recommend, like if you pay for Jetpack, it has SEO features. But guess what? We're recommending Yoast SEO that provides free SEO, so you don't need to get the paid version of Jetpack. So this is like the hacky way of getting the best of all of the worlds. And the other thing I like about plugins that have a pro version is that it's more likely that that plugin is going to continue existing in the long run. As I've been in the WordPress world for 10 years, and there's been a lot of free plugins that have come, the developer made it for one reason or another. It was just taking him time putting out updates and answering people's questions, and so he gave up on the plugin, and the plugin stopped working, and everyone who was depending on that plugin had to use and switch to a different plugin because the guy wasn't making any money. It just wasn't worth it for him to run the plugin as a charity. So you always want to be suspicious of free plugins. You always want to ask the question, is there a business model that motivates these people to keep the plugin up to date into the future? And so while these plugins are all free, every single one of these plugins that we're recommending are connected with companies that have business models and ways that they're making money. And Automattic makes money a lot of different ways. And you don't have to give them money. I give them money every month. So with my hosting company, we send a good amount of Automattic for their spam protection. But as an individual, you can get that spam protection for free. All right. The next plugin is MyBookProgress, and it is a plugin specifically for authors, and it puts a progress bar on your website to show your readers the status of your work in progress. It also integrates with MailChimp so people can sign up for updates, and it also integrates with your blog. So let's say you're doing a blog post and you've just finished a key milestone, it will generate for you a short code with your progress at that moment. And you can paste that short code into that blog post, or it'll even do this for you automatically, where you can say, hey, I just finished the milestone. You've got that progress bar. And it's a really easy, natural way of keeping your fans up to date. And this is important. And the reason why it's important is because checking on the status of an upcoming book is the number two reason people visit author websites. If you can do this well, and if you keep it up to date, you'll not only get more traffic, you'll get a lot more repeat traffic as people come back over and over again to see your progress. And I guarantee you, if somebody has checked your website three or four times excited about your book, they will buy your book, which means you're going to have a bigger launch and more opportunities to get that person on your email list. And why is it the best? Well, my team at Author Media made it, so I'm a little biased, but it is the only, I believe, or one of the only progress bars specifically for authors, built with authors in mind. So it doesn't just keep your readers up to date. It also helps you keep up to date with your own book. It's got a dashboard for tracking your own progress and helping you stay on track, which is nice.
Thomas, number five has a similar name to number four. This one is, we just talked about My Book Progress. This one is My Book Table, or any relation there?
Yes, they're sister plugins, is the other plugin okay. My company puts out. So My Book Progress is great, especially if you're a brand new author. You don't need to have a finished book to be able to use My Book Progress. My Book Table is designed for an author who's already got a book, and it really shines for an author who has multiple books. So what it does is it creates a bookstore page on your website where you have a list of all of your books, a books page, and then you also have an individual page for each book. And this is really important for SEO, because when somebody searches for your book title, there needs to be a single page on your website just about that book. If you list all of your books on one page, there's no one page for Google to send people to. And so the best one page about your book is not a page on your website. It's a page on somebody else's website like Amazon. You've just lost the opportunity to get that traffic. So what My Book Table does is it creates those pages for you automatically, and it also links the pages in some really interesting ways. So you can link your books by series. You can link your books by author. You can link your books by co-author. So Jim, let's say he wrote some books with one person, he wrote some books all by himself, and he wrote some books with a different person. With My Book Table, it's really easy to keep all of that straight. And you can click on the name of any of the authors to see all of the books by that author on that website. We use it to show off our patrons' books on novelmarketing.com. So, you know, we're very thankful for our patrons who patronize us. And one of the ways we say thank you is we list their book on the novelmarketing.com website in our patrons tab. And if you are a patron and you do not see your book there, there is a link in Patreon where you can fill out a form and give us information of your book and we will add it. So, and My Book Table makes it easy for us to add, which is why we have that perk as for our patrons.
Okay. So Thomas, question for you. Plugins that we should have. What about plugins that we want to avoid, where you go, you might have seen this one advertised, stay away?
Yeah, so the number one plugin I recommend that authors avoid is WooCommerce. And it's not because WooCommerce is a bad plugin. It's because WooCommerce is overkill for what authors are wanting to do. And it's often not quite the right tool. So it's like you need a cigarette lighter and you're buying a Ferrari for its cigarette lighter. And it's like, technically, yes, your Ferrari has a cigarette lighter in the dashboard and you can get heat that way. But you're buying this huge thing you don't need to do this one minor thing that's no one does that, right? So WooCommerce is a tool designed for e-commerce stores that sell thousands of dollars of products every month and ship products and integrate with shipping and process credit cards. And most authors don't want to do that. In fact, most authors really shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be shipping their own books. They shouldn't be processing credit card orders. They should be writing books because they're a writer. And what ends up happening is authors can spend dozens or hundreds of hours setting up WooCommerce only to then compete with their book on Amazon, which hurts their Amazon rankings because people are buying the book from them directly. And then instead of working on writing their next book, they're driving to the post office to sell a single book, right? Because one book came in that day and they have to go and ship it. And it's just a huge waste of time. I do know authors who use WooCommerce and are, you know, successful with it, but these are authors typically who run organizations. Like they have a nonprofit attached to them and they have a team of people who are taking the books and putting them in boxes and shipping them to the right people. And they're often selling lots of other products as well. So you can buy their t-shirts and their hats and their DVDs and all kinds of things. So I would just avoid WooCommerce. It's not the right solution. You're better off going with one of the MyBookTable competitors that have sprung up in the last several years than you are going with WooCommerce. Because since we made MyBookTable, a lot of people, there have been a lot of imitations, which if imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, it's very flattering. None of them are as good, and none of them have all of the features that we have. But they're all better than WooCommerce for authors. So a couple more plugins to avoid. My Speaking Page and My Speaking Events. Now, these are additional author media plugins. Why am I telling you to avoid them? Because they are nearing the end of their lives. It's very sad, but technology changes and people's needs change. And when we created these plugins, there was no Divi. There was no Beaver Builder. Page builders didn't exist. And these plugins did a very useful service that now is done better through your theme's own functionality. And this became very clear to me when I was rebuilding my own personal website with Divi and realizing that I wanted to use Divi for my own speaker page rather than my speaking page, my plugin. I'm like, okay.
Whoops.
The plugin was great back when themes weren't very advanced, but WordPress themes have become like Wix and Squarespace now, where you can just drag and drop to arrange elements, and they're very powerful, and you just don't need a special plugin to power a special page. So my speaking page, it's not dead yet. You can still buy it, and we'll still sell it for a little bit longer, but soon we won't be selling it. And then soon after that, we won't be supporting it. So I would avoid those two plugins. And instead, I recommend the Divi framework or the Beaver Builder framework or the Site Origin Page Builder framework. Any of those which will power not just your speaking page, but all of your other pages are really good. And I will say, especially for Divi, we've worked really hard to make MyBookTable Divi compatible. So it works with a Divi themed website. All right. Speaking of patrons, we were talking about how our patrons get free discounts on the plugins. Oh, by the way, there are paid versions of My Speaking Events and My Book Table and My Book Progress. You don't really need the pro versions until you know you need them. So I don't recommend starting with that. But if you are, if you're a patron, you get an exclusive discount. And we wanted to thank one of our patrons today, a patron whose book I just read, Seven Deadly Friendships, which I just read a couple of weeks ago. And it is fantastic. It's a great book by Mary DeMuth. Jim, tell us about that book.
Yeah, I did the same, Thomas. I didn't actually, well, I guess I did read it. I listened to it. Same thing, right? So Mary has written this book called The Seven Deadly Friendships. And really, she asked the question, do you have a friendship where there is something wrong, but you just can't put your finger on exactly what it is? Mary goes into these seven toxic friendships. And what I love about the book is she goes into detail and gives examples, and all of a sudden you're going, oh my gosh, I have this person. Now I know what's wrong. And then she gives you tools on how to handle it. And what else I loved about the book is Mary will point the finger back at us and go, well, maybe you've been this type of person at times in relationships. Put the mirror on yourself. And so it's really the ability to identify and either restore or get away from relationships, but it also gives you a chance to work on your own, do some mirror work, as a friend of mine says, and you get to work on your own faults and see how you can improve. So we'll have a link to Mary's book in the show notes, and you can explore more about Mary at marydemuth.com.
Our sponsor today is the 5-year plan to become a best-selling author. This is a plan that Jim and I have put together to take you from unpublished to best-selling in just 5 years. I'm like, 5 years? I want to do it in 30 days. In fact, I was on somebody's website who was promising to do it in 30 days. I'm like, I don't think this guy's for real, because it takes work. It's a lot of work.
What?
Yeah. This is not a get-published quick scheme. This is a lot of work. But we have hundreds of authors going through this program currently. And we have a Facebook group now of all the 5-year plan authors, and they're encouraging each other. And it's fun to see them unlocking milestones on their journey and doing new things that they've never done before. My own brother's going through the 5-year plan. He just shared a manuscript with me that is just amazing. It's so much better than anything he's done before. Because, spoiler, a big part of the 5-year plan is becoming a better writer. Everyone thinks they're good enough, but rarely are they actually good enough. And often they don't find out until they've already wasted a lot of time. So while 5 years may not seem like a shortcut, it actually is, because for most authors, it takes 10 or 15.
It's about 10, yeah.
Yeah, to get there. So we have more information at novelmarketing.com/courses. And of course, our patrons, who we love so very much, save 50%.
That's good. And Thomas, if you did not realize this already, you have been listening to James L. Rubart and Thomas Umstad Jr. on the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you innovative ideas on how to promote yourself and your writing offline, online, and everywhere in between. Thank you for listening.